America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to our Tuesday edition of A Call for Revival. We're finishing up this week a message entitled, What is Revival? And then we're using the word live. Amen. And there's several meanings of this word in Psalm 85, verse number 6. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? That word revive has several meanings. You remember when Ahab, when Elijah went down to Ahab to tell him it wasn't going to rain, Elijah made a statement. He said, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth." And if you study that word liveth, it means fresh, flowing, green, or springtime. Amen. Did you know God can bring springtime to our churches again? He sure can. Boy, I long for that, don't you, Father? Will you take our message and use it for your glory today? And thank you again for letting us be on radio. In Jesus' name, revive hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to our message.
You need the Word of God in your heart. Oh, that God would live in our churches. Oh, the Spirit of knowledge that would live in our churches. Let me give you this one. What about the Spirit of the fear of the Lord? Oh, my friend, we're living in a day when our churches don't really fear God. There are things being done at the church house and on the church grounds that I'd be afraid to participate in. I mean, churches have no problem now playing country music on the church ground. Churches have no problem having dancing inside the church. Hey, we used to preach against that. By the way, I still do, because the Bible still does. Hey, man, I know churches, so-called churches, have beer and alcohol on the grounds. We used to preach against that, and I still do, because the Bible still does. Amen. We have churches today that you can leave your wife and bring your girlfriend to the same service, and your wife will be there, and everything will be all right. I still preach against that, because the Bible still does. Amen. I'm talking about revival. I'm talking about the fear of God. He said, "Sardis, you're dead." You say, "Oh boy, we're alive. Our church is really doing something." How much do you fear God? How do you dress on the grounds of God? "Oh, now preacher, that ain't none of your business. That's between me and God." See right there? It's bothering you, or you wouldn't say anything. I want to remind you that man in Mark 5, when he got saved, he had 2,000 devils or demons on the inside. But when that man got gloriously born again, God put some clothes on him. And if God clothed that man, Mark 5, we as Christians ought to be clothed. Amen. I'm just talking about our church. I'm talking about the fear of God. Our churches ain't as alive as you think they are. You say, "Preacher, what's going to change it?" You and me. Getting a hold of these seven attributes. Take your Bible sometime and turn to Isaiah 11:2 and get on your knees and ask God, does those seven attributes of the Holy Ghost, are they in your church? Ask God. Then I want to give you number three. Oh, that God would live in our hearts. Oh, that God would live in our churches. I'm going to give you number three and I'm done. Oh, that God would live in our nation. Now, you liberals ain't going to like what I'm going to say right here. But everything ain't political. I want you to understand that. Now, I try in preaching these messages because I have a tendency to just say what's on my mind. And some of my great preaching, my favorite preaching, not great, I've never preached great, some of my favorite preaching is preaching about America. But I got to really be careful here. But I want to say to you, there was a time when God lived in our nation. Our nation wasn't founded by some compromising liberal that believes he come from a monkey. Our nation was founded on God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. 44% of the founding fathers' quotes came from the Bible. And that constitution that they are seeking to destroy right now, I'll tell you why the liberals hate it, is because it came from this King James Bible.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.